Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. The Score!
This hour is being brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
It's time for 5 on. Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris with Mark Grody bring you 5 topics on their minds today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. I got 5 on. Number 1.
This is 5 on it, and here is our first question. We're going to take a look at Fox Sports writer Bucky Brooks' top 10 rankings that were released yesterday, and the Bears have risen 4 spots above the Bills, the Lions, the Packers, and the Colts to number 6. Your thoughts?
Isn't that something that the Bears are? This is the first time that I have paid attention to or looked at or analyzed power rankings for the Bears in years. But here, why are you shaking your head, young man?
Because it's ridiculous. Go ahead.
I would like you to go first because I didn't realize how big of a bite you wanted.
No,
for this
I don't
one.
Want to bite. This is ridiculous. The Bears are number 6.
Yes.
They are behind the Rams, the Patriots, the Broncos, the Seahawks, and the Eagles.
You think they should be higher?
No, they should be lower. What are we talking about here? They're ahead of the Colts, the Packers.
They're 8-3, dude.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, but this is power rankings. This is more akin to the college football playoff. Who did you beat? Who did you beat? The teams behind them
Steelers.
Beat people. Okay, keep going.
Steelers.
Keep going.
How about that Dallas game? Hey, Dallas just beat the precious Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles. We all saw it.
Eagles.
Yeah, that's right.
Where was that game?
Minnesota on the road. Let's not pretend like that wasn't a big win.
Do you see Minnesota in these rankings?
Well, they're pretty bad. But like getting a divisional win on the road in that stadium, I thought that was a pretty good win for the Bears. But really, let's look at it here.
Those
Marshall.
Are the Lions at number 9?
Let's look at they are. I mean, this is right now, too. This is a snapshot.
Oh, right now. Right
this
now,
this is
snapshot.
A snapshot. Yeah.
I got a snapshot for you.
Oh, you do?
Where are the Chiefs?
All right, snappy.
Where are the Chiefs?
They're not on the list.
Why are they not on the list?
Because they're 6-5.
Okay.
Snappy.
They beat the Ravens. Did the Bears beat the Ravens?
They did not lose.
They beat the Lions. Did the Ravens, or excuse me, did the Bears beat them?
The Bears lost really badly.
They also beat the Colts. Like, that's what I'm talking about. I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to give you the Chiefs' 5 losses and tell me which of those you're like, yeah, the Bears would definitely beat them. Are you ready for the 5 teams? Mm-hmm. The Chiefs lost to the Chargers, the Eagles, at the Bills, at the Broncos, at the Jaguars. Which of those games would you say the Bears would have won?
Probably be very difficult to make a selection on any of
That's
those
my
and just
point.
Be totally and completely
Who
competent.
Who you played matters but when how you're talking about power rankings. This isn't the standings. The standings are the standings.
Yeah.
These are the rankings. This make is, the rankings make sense.
This is one man's. This is Bucky Brooks. Take it
Bucky's
easy on Bucky
wrong.
Brooks.
Friend of the show, Bucky Brooks.
Bucky. Well, Bucky's wrong.
Bucky.
We can have him on the show. I can tell him why he's wrong.
You, sir, Bucky, are wrong, sir.
Where would you have the Bears?
Well, honestly, when I saw, I'll start right at the team that is behind the Bears and the Indianapolis Colts. Like, they also are 8-3. I probably would have had the Colts ahead of the Bears. Like, I think that there is a bigger fear factor. Like, right, I mean,
exactly.
Green Bay, the Packers are an oddball team this year, aren't they? Because they started off red hot. Like, they started out with the wins over Detroit and Washington. Eventually, they lose to Cleveland. They tied with Dallas, and now they're getting hot again because they've won two in a row. So I'm okay with the Bears being ahead of the Packers because they just haven't decided if they're good or not.
The Packers beat the Lions, though.
The Packers.
I can go through the Packers wins as well and be like, same thing.
We could do that property.
That's what this is, though. Is it not?
No, this is Bucky Brooks. This is Bucky Brooks' opinions.
I want to know why Bucky Brooks has these teams in the order he has them, because it doesn't make sense to my football and just straight logic and math sensibilities.
The Lions are eighth. They are, excuse me, ninth. They are a 7-4 team right now. And then your precious Buffalo Bills are 7-4 at the moment. This is kind of what I'm saying about, per our discussion at the beginning of the program about whether the Bears can beat Philadelphia. Right now, the Bears have an opportunity to beat Philadelphia. I think in 2 weeks, they won't have that opportunity. Maybe in 2 weeks, I won't be saying anything about the Lions.
The Bears
being,
won't be a better team in 2 weeks?
Well, that's possible, too.
I thought they're continuing to ascend.
Hey, and that is a possible outcome as well. But then I look at, like, the Lions and Green Bay, like, they might separate themselves. But at the moment, like Philadelphia and this game Friday, they are not there yet. They are gray area. Enjoy the Bears being at number six, ladies and gentlemen.
What about what Bucky Brooks says about the Eagles? What does it say on that graphic about the Eagles? It says they are number five, trending down four spots. They have dropped four spots. And they Eagles are right above the Bears.
I think he's listened to that Amazon promo a few too many times.
The two beasts of the NFC.
As NFC heavyweights collide. Heavyweights.
Come on, baby.
The Bears.
Are you kidding me with this catch?
The Eagles.
Making the grab and into the end zone.
Friday, November 28th.
Eagles.
Is Black Friday football.
Eagles.
Heavyweights. Heavyweights, NFC heavyweights.
I mean, come on, man.
The Bears.
Hey, come on, Bucky.
The heavyweights.
Dude, they wrote that. This has been...
That was over a month ago when they wrote that.
Did they not predict? Whoever decided that that was going to be the case was spot on. Look
NFL script. The script is out. They want the Bears to be good. They want this really good. Yes. I
mean, part of being a television partner with the NFL is you get an advanced copy of the script so you know what you're going to be dealing with down the road.
I have the script now.
Heavyweights, man. That is a sick sounding promo, though, with painted black.
Yeah, let's see heavyweights collide. The Bears.
The Bears.
I hope the
Bears.
You know what? I hope the Bears win this weekend, and I hope they just continue to win. So at the end of the season, we're like, remember when you doubted a Marshall? I hope that's the case.
Oh, he's already projecting on us.
Oh, no, I hope that's the case. I want my fellow Chicagoans to be happy.
Water.
Yeah. I want my fellow Chicagoans to be happy.
All right, and you will allow us to drill you.
Dance on my grave.
Okay.
Well, I don't want to die, but dance on my.
What?
Don't dance on that.
We're going to drill you, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Number two.
Right, we're going to zero in more on this big Black Friday matchup with the two NFC heavyweights colliding on Friday. The Bears were able to stop the Steelers' attempt at a tush push on 4th-and-1 from Chicago's 30 in the second quarter. Does that give you any added confidence that the Bears will be able to do that on Friday against the tush-push innovating Eagles?
Eagles.
As I said, I like numbers, right? So let me give it to you like this.
E-A-G-A-L-S.
Last I checked, Saquon Barkley's max squat was 700 pounds.
Lost a step.
Jalen Hurts' max squat was 600 pounds. No and no. No. Cam Jurgens and them, it has not been stopped. It's been stopped very rarely, I should say.
Honestly, I'm with you on this one because look, Ben Johnson, he doesn't care about it, right? So that would suggest to me he's not going crazy trying to coach it or practice against it. Or,
Dennis Allen cares about it, though.
Well, that's true. He doesn't have to have quite the same save. The Eagles basically, they did. They invented it. They're great at it.
The best at it.
It's pretty, it's mostly unstoppable, and I don't know that the Bears are prepared to stop it.
Don't be in a position where that's what gets you beat. How about that?
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Number three.
Mm-hmm. Switching over to the Bulls. On a scale of 1 to 10 on the embarrassment meter, where would you rate the Bulls' 141-130 loss to the Pelicans last night?
So the higher the number, the more embarrassing the loss.
Correct.
I am going to put it at a 6.5 on the embarrassment meter. And maybe I would go higher. But Vucevic was out of this game. Herter, you love Herter, I know. Like, he was out as well. So
I was just saying they were out. They were out. What do you want me to do? Act like they weren't out? Act like they were available to play?
Yeah. Look, the Pelicans are atrocious. 3-15. They had lost 9 in a row coming into this game. Unfortunately, while I got a lot of sympathy and a lot of time for Noah Senge, his 2 minutes were embarrassing to watch, quite frankly. And that doesn't mean he's 18 years old. So the Bulls were out-hustled. They were out-rebounded. They were out-physical. They were outplayed in the paint. Everything that could go wrong went wrong for the Bulls last night in a game that you should have won. And when you have all of the home team broadcast teams on television, I caught some of the radio, obviously caught some of the post-game show, and none of the team employees were holding back on the Chicago Bulls.
What?
You know it's bad, and you know it's embarrassing when they are not being protected by the broadcasters, and there's a lot of lessons being given, and smartly, by the analysts and the play-by-play guys that broadcast this game.
Okay, on the embarrassment
6.5. 6.5 for me, by the way.
6.5, and I understand why you're saying that with Vooch, but Vooch being out there doesn't determine effort.
No argument.
It doesn't determine that you're going to get out-rebounded by that much. It doesn't determine that the offensive rebounds go the way of 19-4. You got out-rebounded embarrassingly, with the second chance points being 30-8, they got out-muscled, out-hustled, and ultimately out-rustled.
Out-rustled.
They got roughed up. They got roughed TF up.
Out-rebounded 55-33, offensive rebounds 19-4. You mentioned the 30-8 second chance points. And may I interest you in 78-44 in the paint? How can I put you in that car right now?
For the third time this season, the Bulls gave up 140-plus points.
Oh, my God. Against a New Orleans team, which is not... What do they average? Like 107 points a game?
108.
See? It's unbelievable.
So I have this one thing on record. Marshall, I'm going to replay it, and you let me know if you're worried about it.
I'll sit here and say it. The Eastern Conference can be won by the Chicago Bulls this season. Yeah, I'm not worried about that.
Where's my spit take machine?
I'm not backing down off that. You know why? The East is wide open, and the Bulls have some solutions to some of these problems. First of all, injuries are going to be a key. They need to have their guys healthy. But also, and this may be the craziest part of this.
Did you say the Bulls could win the Eastern Conference?
Wait, hold on, let me play for you again just to make sure.
I'll sit here and say it. The Eastern Conference can be won by the Chicago Bulls this season.
What? And?
I said what I said. They would need a trade to get a better rim protecting runner, a big man, physical big man. That's what they really need.
And they're off in the Eastern Conference.
I'm saying Kobe White. Your guy's still Giddy, right? You're not backing off the Giddy, right? What are you wearing today, Robbie?
I'm wearing a Josh Giddy jersey.
Who got you that?
You guys did, because I love y'all. Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Also, Pistons have won 13 straight.
Number four.
Ray's like, let's go.
This is 5 on It on 670 Score with Marshall Harris and Mark Grody. We move on to question number four. What does the Cubs signing veteran reliever Phil Maton to a 2-year, $14.5 million deal with a club option signal to you about the Northsiders offseason?
Signals that it's underway.
It is an offseason.
Look, we're open for business. We're out here making moves.
Yeah.
I signed
a player.
I think when you go back to what they desperately need, the important thing here is they went out and got a guy who, strikeout per nine wise, 11.9. I wanted hard throwers, guys who could sit people down, the 1.06 whip. Now, the amount of money that they spent, what looks like it's going to be about a $15 million when you add in the $250,000
per year
bonuses.
$14.5 million for two years.
Yeah, so it looks like it's going to be 15 over two. So, at minimum, because there's a club option, I believe, as well. I like it in that they're going out and making a move. What I don't like is the idea that this and the Shota Imanaga $22 million deal are going to be anywhere close to the bulk of their offseason spending. They have moves that need to be made. They have to replace Kyle Tucker's bat in the lineup. They have to add more swing and miss to their starting rotation. If they do those things, they got a chance. But right now, they're not good enough to beat the team that just beat them in the playoffs. Oh, yeah. And also won the division title in the regular season.
Yeah. I mean, I also think it really, I don't want to overcomplicate Phil Maton too much, because some of it is just straight up need at this point, because Andrew Kittredge is gone. I don't know. Is Brad Keller going to be back on this team?
I would hope so.
One would suspect that they would. You got a good thing going with Daniel Palencia, but Thielbar, Pomerantz, I don't know. Like, those guys are getting pretty old. I don't know if those guys are coming back. I'm not even sure what their situation is or how effective they're going to be. But yeah, they kind of needed that guy. And good for Phil. Phil, do you hang out with Phil? Phil is doing well because he's making the, you know, 14.5 over 2 years. He made $2 million with the Cards and Texas. 40 relief appearances with St. Louis, 1-3 with a 2.35 ERA, 48 Ks, 2 saves over 38 and a third. And then with Texas, he had a 3.52 ERA. So that was kind of a prove-it deal for him. He proved it, and hopefully he continues on the upswing. But I'll just leave it at that's a need for the Cubs. They need that guy, late bullpen dude.
Better not have eaten up all your money and messing around with Shota and him.
And to answer that, maybe that shows that the Cubs do plan to spend. And I don't think they expected to spend on Shota, right? I mean, they're sort of just stuck with that.
Story's still out on that. We don't have a verdict on that yet.
We don't, but that may have been the case. So you can look at it like that. Like, all of a sudden, you've got all that money wrapped up in Shota Imanaga and Phil Maton. But it also may be saying that, yeah, we get a little extra cash this year, and they're not going to go crazy and become the Mets or become the big market team that we all want them to. But I think that they are going to try to do enough to get past the point they got last year, because it became so critical last year, and we knew exactly where they went wrong, and now they can start to fix that, I suppose you could say, even after a good season.
We'll see, but they still need a way more bat.
No, they do. I agree with all of that. Yeah, you got to replace Kyle Tucker. What are you doing at third base? How are you making up for offense? I mean, is Michael Bush going to continue on the trek that he has been on? So is left field an area of concern? You know, I mean, I'm just saying, all that stuff has to be talked about.
Five on it. Number five.
Last question of 5 on it. Let's do the 2-minute drill here. Life question. What time should Thanksgiving dinner start?
Woo, this is a good one.
Go
right here.
Hit it.
I like my Thanksgiving dinner to be right around halftime of the first NFL game. So that puts us about, what, 1:30? 2:30 Eastern? Yeah, that's when I like mine. Because I need time on the front end to get an appropriate appetite building,
yeah,
right?
Oh, I thought you'd say appetizers.
Oh, well, you can have those too. But I want time on the back end as well, because we got to go for the seconds, the thirds, the fourths, the fifths. Like, we got all day to eat this food. It shouldn't be we're eating this food late in the day and now I don't even feel right going back. I need to have a second full meal off the Thanksgiving meal.
Does your family Thanksgiving parties, is the food just kept out all day long so you could just come back and sort of pick at it?
There's no other way to do it, is there?
Okay, see, now I think our family may do it wrong because there's a lot of cleaning. We've got to do the dishes. Who's drying? Who's washing?
How long after the initial...
I mean, not that long. It's like everybody's had their share. We're getting out the desserts, but first we got to put away the turkey. We got to put away the stuffing. We've got to put it all away. Yeah. We got to do the dishes.
Is that less than 2 hours?
We've got to dry the dishes.
Is that less than 2 hours from start?
I don't know about less than 2 hours, but...
That's what I'm imagining, the way you said that, because I'm eating that dessert within an hour and a half of... eating my first bite of food.
Robbie, you looking at me like you agree. Like, is there, are you, well, my time is like 3:30. Family?
Oh, we do. Well, my, yes, do 100%. The dishes. Yeah. After like the meal and after the dessert, you're definitely doing dishes around like 6
o'clock. The dishes ain't going nowhere.
No, it's like, it's a part of the community. Like, everyone's there to solve the issue. All the families
four
around.
Four people are in the kitchen.
And it gives you something to do when everyone's talking politics and you want to get the hell out of that conversation.
I'm going back to watching football because I don't know if you heard, the football, it never stopped.
So,
it never stops.
Obviously, like, being from Detroit, you have to watch that game. But after that, the rest of my family doesn't care about the rest of the football. It's just me, the one who watches the football.
Oh, so non-sports fans. That explains a lot about
how you
grew up.
Ray?
Right about everything. Good point.
Kickoff. Food and football. Make it all available.
Kickoff.
At the same time, please.
High noon?
Yeah, high noon.
Okay.
All right, that's it. That's it for 5 on it. We got to make way for our guy, Danny Parkins. Danny Parkins... of First Things First on FS1, former Score guy, former afternoon host here on The Score, will join us next to talk about the Bears and whatever else we want to talk about, including...
That's right.
Robbie Triano. We're going to talk about that.
Do we?
And his thievery of our guy.
He did kind of steal him away from us.
He did kind of do that. It's Raheemy Harrison Grody on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original. Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.